I want to ask you about metastatic disease. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. I want to explore this a little bit more in terms of particularly the patient who's progressing on trastuzumab and the issue of lapatinib. And there's been this debate for, you know, how long do you continue the trastuzumab, et cetera. Do you think that by switching, I mean, I heard you say once the drug's available, you're going to be using it in that situation. What's that based on? I mean, we don't really have a comparison between continuing trastuzumab and adding a new chemotherapy to putting in lapatinib. But I guess you're guessing that it'd be more effective to use lapatinib?
Yeah, my guess is that when HER2's truly positive and it's a HER2-driven tumor, the thing you want to go after is HER2, and that the chemotherapy becomes secondary. It's important. It's not irrelevant, but it's secondary. That's why I would say that if I had a HER2-driven tumor I was convinced was HER2-driven, I'd be looking for a HER2-derived therapeutic before I'd be worrying about continuing the same HER2 therapeutic and just adding different chemotherapy. When we had nothing else, I think that was the right thing to do, unless, as I've said to you in the past, sort of the measure we use, and this is not an objective measure in any way, shape, or form, but if your patient's blowing through the trastuzumab-based therapy, we stop and try something different. If the patient seems to get a response and then gets another response and you're turning this into sort of a chronic, slow progressive disease, then I think adding the chemotherapy makes sense.
What about the combination?
Combination of?
Of lapatinib and trastuzumab.
So I think that's a very interesting thing to look at. I think there are data to indicate that it's effective. Skip Verus has some data. The preclinical data we produced was a surprise to us. We didn't anticipate one would add a whole lot to the other. The data showed that they added a ton and that there was true pharmacologic synergy when the two were added together. That's all been published. That, I think, is the biologic basis of the trials that are going forward looking at lapatinib and trastuzumab. Now, when you look at the trial that was the big news last year at ASCO, the Xeloda-lapatinib trial, the reality is that that was a remarkable result. But again, the truth is that was a combination study. It wasn't designed as a combination, but most of those patients were within 12 weeks of having stopped their trastuzumab, which means they still had therapeutic levels of trastuzumab circulating when the lapatinib got added. It was the right thing to do. No doctor or patient is going to watch progression until all the trastuzumab washes out, because that can take as much as 3 to 6 months. So the problem is it's impossible to do the study the right way, and so the result is probably a combination result.